Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing good today on this Thursday. Well, here in Colorado, we are set to potentially get up to like 3 to 5 feet of snow in certain areas. I think we'll probably be closer to 1 or 2 feet, but you never know with the winds and the drifting. So be thinking about us as we dig out if we in fact get a bunch of snow this weekend. Well, listen, I wanted to talk about something that I heard yesterday from one of our team members, actually Crystal in Texas. And she said something that really turned a light bulb on in my head. And it was the idea that if somebody assumes or if somebody is helping you realize that there's more than two paths or two roads or two options that you can choose. So again, somebody's assuming maybe that there's two or three options that you have. And her response to that is what really turned a light on in my head. And it was, but how do you know that I see two roads? How do you know that I see two options? So again, somebody is either talking to you or assuming that you should know or see that you have two or three roads or two or three options to go down. And the response is, but how do you know that I see two or three roads? See, for me, the thing that really came to mind is I oftentimes will struggle between my ears. My mind will play tricks on me. And those tricks may be like, Aaron, you're not good enough. Aaron, there's people out there that are a lot smarter, a lot more fit for this job than you are. You're not going to amount to what you want to do. Aaron, there's better husbands. There's better dads out there. Do you know what that person's doing with their children? Why can't you do that? Like, all of these negative thoughts can fill my mind. I there's times I deal with anxiety and just being having some low self-worth. So the thing that when Crystal said that, the thing that came to mind is it's okay that I only see one road at the time. See, oftentimes between my ears, I'll be thinking, why are you doing this, Aaron? Why are you feeling this way? Like, what's going on in your head that you would actually even? It's ridiculous, Aaron. You need to, you know. But when you're in those moments, that's all your mind sees. Your mind sees one road. So recognizing that it's okay that maybe at the time your mind only sees one road. But with that, we can't camp there very long. It's not a good thing to camp in a position where your mind only sees one road if that road is a negative road. So for me, I'm trying to learn a lot about the mind lately, and how do you reprogram your mind and think about things that are actually positive in nature versus negative or having low self-worth. I'm certainly no expert in this and learning a lot as I go, but some things that have helped me are, number one, is taking a break. You know, I sometimes my life gets a little bit nuts. I you know, it gets a little crazy. I, you know, work hard, work long hours at times. Then I go home and I walk in the door to 5 children, pretty young children. And so that just, you know, from work to young children, it just becomes overwhelming at times. I oftentimes will deal with a lot of complex issues, and oftentimes it's negative, things that you have to work through in the role that I play, and that can wear on you. And so you have to take a break. You have to get away and have fun. For me, having fun will re-energize me. If I can even just get away for a few hours and have fun, it can really change the way my mind is feeling and thinking. Number two, surrounding yourself with positive people. You know, if you sound, I think there's a quote that says, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Show me the people that you hang out with on a regular basis, and I can pinpoint what your future may look like. if you're constantly around negativity and negative people, then your mind will be negative and your future will be negative. But if you surround yourself with positive people, people that have a positive outlook in life, people that are constantly thinking the best, then your mind will begin to think that way as well. Number three, and this one's kind of silly, but consider calling a friend, somebody you really trust, and asking them, hey, I am having a hard time right now. I am downcast. My mind is thinking all these crazy things. Will you just for a moment tell me how great I am to you and what I mean to you and maybe what I mean to others around? Because I'm not seeing it right now. All I see is a road, one road, that is not very good. And so will you just sow into me for a second and allow that person to just speak words of life into you, words of positivity into you. And then you got to receive that. And then the fourth thing is actually turn it around, even when you don't want to do this. Because there's times I do not want to do this. But actually pick up the phone or walk into somebody's office or go to your child or your spouse or whatever it is, a friend, and just go over and just say, hey, I just think you're amazing. And you just start sowing into them, telling them how great they are. And what that does is it gets you out of your own way and it gets you focused on others. So those four things do help me a lot when I'm struggling in my mind and what's going on between my ears. Recognizing that sometimes your mind may only see one road, and that's okay, but knowing that you can't camp there very long because it can really impact you. Well, I hope it's an encouragement to you. It certainly encouraged me when Crystal said this yesterday and turned a light bulb on in my head. So live a life of love, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.